Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of interviewing business and entertainment lawyer and virtual law firm coach, Miss Merlin Jean-Louis. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. We are excited to talk to you. So tell us about your background. You just seem to do so much. Tell us who you are.
Okay, so I am a business entertainment. First and foremost, let's get this straight. I'm a native New Yorker. I'm a Caribbean American. My parents hail from Haiti, so let's get that out the way first.
All right, Haiti.
I'm so happy to be here on radio. But I am also a business entertainment lawyer. I help small business owners and entertainers as well as like bloggers, influencers, podcasters, and filmmakers with their contracts, trademark, copyright, and business formation issues. As well, I just started a new company. I am a virtual law firm coach. I'm teaching lawyers how to successfully and confidently build their own virtual law firms.
Now, how did you go from helping the podcasters to helping the lawyers?
Yes, I think over the years, I've had my virtual law firm now for 6 years. Before the pandemic, from jump, I was a virtual lawyer. Over the years, many people have asked me, how'd you do it? What did you do? What can I do? And so I've talked to them like for short periods of time, but I realized, okay, the best way for me to effectively and efficiently provide advice is to do what I'm doing now, courses, coaching, and things of that sort.
Now, during your coaching, do you find there are similar issues that come about through client to client?
In terms of, they're like, I guess there would be like a, I would call them Gambit Lawyers, because the name of my academy is called Gambit Academy for Lawyers. So it's more like I am trying to, I wouldn't know if I call them clients, I guess I call them fellow lawyers who are trying to understand how to run a law firm business, because law firms are really different type of business as compared to other ones, because lawyers have ethical rules that they have to follow and that sort of certain things. We can't go to someone's DMs and say, hey, let me be your lawyer. You can't do that.
So the pandemic has brought along all these new challenges as far as being a virtual attorney.
For me or in general?
In general.
In general, I think, yes, I would say those who have traditional law firms, brick and mortar law firms, have had a little bit of difficulty adjusting to the new normal, because for years they were able to meet clients in person, talk with their coworkers in person as well, and interact with that, and that's very important. But I think the pandemic has sort of lit the fire under their behinds and saying, okay, maybe something now is different and it's okay.
Now, what can someone expect from you when they hire you for your coaching services?
Yeah, so they can either, right now, I just started, so they can either have me talk to them for about 30 minutes or an hour, and they can ask me anything they want to. But I'm also going to be launching a course called Virtually Perfect Practice, where I'm basically going to do a brain dump, let them know everything I know, give them all the templates that I have, to tell them the lessons I've learned that were costly in terms of time and money, because I made a lot of mistakes and I don't want people to make the same mistakes I did.
Awesome. Now, who is your ideal client?
In general, for my law firm.
Yes.
For my law firm, I would say is a non-traditional creative. Why do I say that? I used to be a dancer, so I am a non-traditional creative. That being said, also, I work with a lot of small businesses, whether you're a coach, an author, a hair salon, a clothing company, like the same issues, regardless of what type of business you have, are going to be the same. They're going to be related to contracts, IP, and formation of entities.
Now, what changes have you seen during this time of the pandemic where a lot of people transitioned to online?
I would say the pandemic has sort of sparked the entrepreneurial spirit in people. I feel that based on what happened last year, people are realizing that life is short and that dream they'd had, you know, running that small mm-hmm. little business, right? Now they say, now's the time because mm-hmm. tomorrow's not guaranteed. So that's a change I think I've seen on my end.
So what do you find most rewarding about what you do? What do you find most rewarding about what you do in regards to your Gambit lawyers and in regards to your podcasters and business owners?
I'm all for people living their best lives. And if having a business, whether it be, you know, your own entertainment business or your soap business or your own law firm, if I can help you achieve that dream, I feel fulfilled. I seriously do. Particularly, I guess, for lawyers, too, because we work so hard to get to where we are. You know, you have to go to law school for 3 years, mm-hmm. pay a lot of money, go into debt, take a difficult bar exam and pass it to get just to be able to practice. And so you shouldn't be miserable. You should be enjoying what you do.
Enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It sounds so easy when we say it.
Yeah.
Why is it so challenging?
Particularly for lawyers, you know, they're supposed to be risk averse. We go to law school, we're taught, okay, something's going to hit the fan, you know? And so you have to be risk averse. And so starting a business could be risky, right? And mm-hmm. so I think that's the reason that many lawyers don't start their own law firms.
Well, you've really shared some great information today and some eye openers. I'm sure there's somebody out there who wants to connect with you. Mm-hmm. Could you please share your information?
Sure. You can contact the law firm by going to our website. It's jllaw.net. Or if you're interested in, you know, starting your own law firm and you're a lawyer, you can go to Gambit Lawyers. That's G-A-M-B-I-T Lawyers with an S.com. Or really just Google me, my name, Merlin Jean-Louis. It's very unique. You will find me on these internet streets. I'm very...
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Miss Merlin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, and thank you, listeners. You have been hearing our interview with Miss Merlin Jean-Louis, and this is People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.